Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jake Ryan from Over the Top Radio. I'm sorry for the late delay. We were having technical difficulties to begin the show, so my apologies. On the show today, we're going to cover WrestleMania, expect Monday Night Raw. Today, I'm flying solo because my partner is currently sick at the moment, so we'll see how he plays out, and we'll do that later in the week. For next week, he should be here. For right now, we have, and we're also having Guys Metro Pro coming on. So right now, we're going to jump right into the show immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on the first guest at 816-616-2075. You're live on Over the Top Radio. How are you doing?
Interviewed.
Hello?
Yes. This is Jeremy Wyatt.
Hello. I'm sorry about the delay, for starters. Ladies and gentlemen, from Austin Metro Pro, this is the Metro Pro heavyweight champ at the moment. His name is Mr. Jeremy Wyatt, or the Rebel, Jeremy Wyatt, as we know. How are we doing today?
I'm doing grand. How about yourself?
Doing good. I've been dealing with some technical difficulties. But yeah. Want to jump right into
it? So that good
it?
Of a day, huh?
Been that good of a day. Yeah. I'm going to jump right into it. The Saturday night, we have a Metro Pro over at the Turner Rec Center over in Kansas City, Kansas. We're going to it's a pretty stacked card from what I saw on the website. You can go over and follow Metro Pro over on Facebook and Twitter. But listening online, we'll be going one-on-one with the Man Beast Rhino, or the War Machine Rhino, as we call him, or the last actual ECW heavyweight champion, Rhino. So it should be a great weekend of wrestling there. So as of late, Wyatt actually has been wrestling against opponents for President Strider, a.k.a. We Guys KC Don't Like. So I'm still wondering, what does Strider have against you?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure that one out myself. Basically, the gist of it, I guess, is about a year and a half ago now, I told him that I was thinking about retiring before too long because I have had and still have quite a few nagging injuries and a lot of things that just aren't going to heal up anytime soon. And, a couple things that I'll probably eventually have to have surgery on. And as much as I love wrestling, I don't want to, be hobbling around my whole life afterwards. So it pretty much started with that. Like, we just had a conversation because I figure, as most people who follow Metro Pro know, that me and him used to be really good friends. And then he got into a little bit of power in his president's role. And then after that, I guess, he says he did it out of the kindness of his heart, trying to do me a favor, this whole losing, I'm fired thing. But the funniest thing about the whole deal is if he wouldn't have put that stipulation out, I'd be done by now. But now it's just I'm just trying to last as long as I can to spite him, pretty much is what it's come to. So, but I was planning on retiring back in August, and it's independent wrestling, professional wrestling, whatever. You don't really retire. I guess you just stop taking bookings, but I was planning on being done back in August, and so he's actually done a favor to me and prolonged it for, I guess we're going on 8 more months.
Yep. So far from what I've been to many, many, many shows of the last year or so, So far, you faced guys like Daniels. You faced he met Stryker. You faced Sterling in an Ironman match, was by far is probably one of the best Ironman matches I've seen, literally on the Indies. Then and then now you have the Man Beast Rhino.
Yeah,
this
I mean,
comes out Saturday.
You know, he's I mean, he's definitely not making it any more easy on me. So, you know, it's a fun challenge. It's you know, I mean, you know, whether I win or lose, I'm gonna go out there and do my best. I'm gonna have fun. You know, if I lose, then I'm gonna go out guns blazing. I mean, that's pretty much kind of been the whole mindset for this little run for the last since December of 2014. So, I mean, you know, Rhino's gonna be tough. I mean, he's totally different than anyone else that I've faced during this stretch. I mean, he's got, you know, he's very accomplished, obviously, but I mean, he's just straight up powerhouse. You know, like, I don't think I've really faced a guy that's during this run that is his size or has his strength, or even, I guess, him and Daniels are pretty evenly matched as far as experience goes. But, you know, as far as just the total package, this is quite a different type of opponent that I've had, you know. So a lot of the guys I've faced have been more technical guys and, you know, more ground-based. And, you know, this guy's just, you know, run through a brick wall-based. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a challenge. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure be this Saturday should be a phenomenal show, which sadly my co-host will not be able to attend, but I will be here, which I'll be there live and loving living color, because I love wrestling. So why not go?
Sound logic to me.
Yeah, and then also, like, we also actually had just people this past weekend. We had Dallas, a full-scale deal in Dallas, and now here we are, Monday night. We got Raw coming up at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a hell of a Raw. But then we also have more indie shows along the way. We got Metro Pro coming up Saturday. We got – there's many different promotions coming around. But also, no matter what, apparently I've been actually noticing this a lot, like the last 2, 3, 4 Metro Pro shows. You have like that little section to the right of the entrance way, every single show, that always says Worthless Wyatt.
Yeah. There's always that, you know, I mean, there's always going to be that group of guys. So, I mean, I don't know if they think they actually bother me or not, like, because they don't. I find it pretty humorous. But I mean, that's the thing. No matter, it's in anything, man. No matter how many people like you, there's going to be those guys that don't like you for whatever reason. Or no matter how many people like a certain movie, there's going to be those guys who are like, "Oh, that movie sucks." Or, you know, there's no man. You know, it's just the way kind of the world is now. I mean, there's really, they pay, so they pay their money, they can come cheer, boo whoever they want. Hey, they make noise, so, I mean, that's all that really matters. And the thing is, it's funny, is when they start chanting, you know, the Worthless Wyatt, the four of them, it, like, the rest of the crowd just gets louder and tries to drown them out. So, I mean, it makes for a fun atmosphere. But, I mean, it's, you know, like I said, there's always going to be those guys that like to try to troll people. And all I can say to that is, I'm the one who's in the ring, and they're the one who paid to see me. And, you know, they'll probably never do anything cool like that in their life. So,
pretty understandable. And then we also, but keep in mind also, like you've had to face Daniels, which I think you said, where at least starts as like your inspiration, is that a true deal about it?
Oh, what was like a big match to me, like personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, very much so. Like, I mean, most, like, people that really, like, you know, friends and people that personally know me know, like, when I first started getting into wrestling. Well, actually, when I first came across independent wrestling, up until, you know, 98, 99, I didn't know anything of anything else outside of WWE or WWF at the time and WCW and ECW. And then I came across, like, I was at a buddy's house. Then he had, like, you know, VHS of just some independent pro wrestling matches. And I sat there and watched it. And, like, one of the first matches that he put on, I think it was actually the second match we watched. It was a Chris Daniels match. I can't remember who he was going against. But I watched it, and I was like, oh, wow, that guy is awesome. So I just got to where I wanted to see more and more of his stuff. And, you know, like, he's by far, like, the biggest probably influence as far as, like, I mean, at some point in time over, I guess, the 15 years that I've been doing it, I've done most of his moveset at some point. Not all at the same time, but a little bit here, a little bit there. I do less now because, you know, like, when I first started, you know, I was just like, oh, Chris Daniels is awesome. I got to try to, you know, try to copy him as much as I can. Yeah, but, you know, as I figured stuff out and I've made stuff my own, I do less and less of his stuff now. But the influence has not lessened any. I mean, the guy's great. I mean, he's one of the best wrestlers in the world, in my opinion. And, you know, and I've got to be in the ring with him a couple times. And, you know, the first time was in 2006. And we had a really good match. I just felt like he was clearly head and shoulders better than me. And then, you know, fast forward to, I guess it was January 2015, we had another match, and this one was even better. And I felt like, you know, I don't know, I won't say I was equal, but just because he's got so much experience and has accomplished so many things, but I felt like I belonged in there with him. And I mean, I feel like I belong there in there with anyone now. Like, there's not a person in this world I'm, like, intimidated to get in the ring with. So I just felt like I don't feel like he carried me this match like he did the last one. I don't feel like he carried me at all. I feel like it was a 50-50 split. So.
Yeah, I completely understand that because me also, what really kind of captivated me actually in the TNA wrestling, like the early days of TNA, was I was always a fan of Daniels and Styles. Like those two matches, like the Iron Man matches were both amazing. But the thing is, which is what sort of got me into TNA, because I was a fan of Saban, Styles, Daniels, Joe. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, the X Division was hot back then. So, I mean, it was something to really – it was something to hook people into, that's for sure.
Yeah, but that product's not that great as it used to be. But that's just my opinion. But and then we also and then you fought Matt Stryker, who's a former WWE superstar, who's now the commentator for Lucha Underground. And then you had an Iron Man match for an hour, well, a little over an hour, with Mark Sterling, which I've done my research, you two are no stranger in one another. When I love the next
one.
I don't need to go.
No, I mean, yeah, me and Mark have, we've had a lot. I mean, you know, over the last, 7-8 years, me and him have had a lot of matches. We've had, you know, we've had pretty much every single match you could have with the exception of a cage match. I mean, we've had ladder matches, we've had dog collar matches, we've had 3 Iron Man matches, no DQ, street fight, 2 out of 3 falls.
I mean, I also had actually a dog collar ladder match.
Yeah, we had a dog collar ladder match, which I don't think there's been too many of those. So it was something different, something creative.
It was something different.
Yeah, I mean.
But things, I was at that show up in Iowa. I expected it to be in a little bigger venue than what they had.
Yeah, I mean, venue. They, yeah. It was a good time. I mean, we beat the hell out of each other, so that's what counts.
So, yeah, it was still like a phenomenal match for what it was, no questions asked. But now we got we moved to this Saturday against Rhino, which Rhino is a former world heavyweight champion a few times. He's multi-time hardcore champion. And now he makes his way to Metro Pro to challenge you for the Metro Pro Heavyweight Championship by the likes of Michael Strider, which I'm still waiting on him to just finally say screw it and just try and do it himself.
Hey, man, that would work for me. That's what would be preferable on my end, but I think if people are holding out on that, they're probably holding out a little bit on hope on that one. I don't think that match will happen, but like I said,
never know.
You never know. And hey, maybe he'll find his, as Mick Foley would say, his testicular fortitude, and he'll just decide that he wants to try to end the streak himself and fire me and send me on my way. More power to him. I that would be preferable, because I would enjoy punching his face over and over and over again. So,
because I went back and I started watching like the old school versions of Metro Pro, like the tag team again and all that, all the old episodes of Metro Pro, and I'm like, the Strider actually did. He's a decent wrestler. So,
oh, Strider's a very good wrestler. He's better than decent. He's very good. He's very good. He hits very hard. Like the only negative he would have going for him is he hasn't been in a ring in 4 years. But during that time, he's trained different styles of MMA. I know he does like Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I mean, the guy's not a punk. I mean, he acts like a douchebag, but he's not a punk. So now while he has the advantage, or while I would have the advantage in the fact that he maybe ring rust, have some ring rust, the thing is, if me and him were to have a match, we're not going to trade wrestling holds. We're going to fight. So, the dude's cheap shotted me enough times and for me to know that he can still punch hard. So, like I said, he wears he wears his little button up shirts and his sunglasses, and I would love to punch him in the face, but the thing is he's not a punk. He's not. And if we did have a match of some sort, it wouldn't be a cakewalk. I mean, it would be a battle. I mean, I'm not just gonna walk in there and wipe the floor with him in 2 minutes.
A street fighting or someone.
Well, I mean, if it happens, believe me, I am trying to goad him into it as much as I can. If he wants to accept, then, we'll throw down. And I would suspect that would be a very big draw. He calls himself a businessman, so I would think if he wants to draw a big house, he would come out of retirement and face me in a match. We can make it an unsanctioned match. We can make it a street fight, an ODQ. I don't care what it is, what you call it. I just want to have the match. So
it's understandable. The last few shows I've noticed, which every single time I go to the Turner Rec Center, I feel bad for the concession people that are back there, because they're like a no safe zone.
Oh no! Yeah, that concession area is just a target for people to go flying through. So, if you got a white table with candy on it, people are going through it.
Yeah, I remember. I think it was Sterling and Dreamer were. I think Sterling got thrown. Like right over, right through the table. And I was like, oh man.
Yeah, I've been thrown through it too. I think Adam Pearce gave me a toss through it. So, So it's definitely a popular area.
I'm like, I still feel bad for them, but they're all amazing workers back there in the concession area. But they all do a heck of a job back there. But I mean, this is a Saturday night. We have Metro Pro. Okay, and then also have a weird question for you. What are the likely chances that Sterling, not Sterling, but Strider will start the show Saturday?
What's the chance? Strider will do what? Sorry.
What are the chances or the likeliness that Michael Strider will start the show Saturday?
Will start the show? Oh, I would say that's probably a pretty solid chance. He likes to hear himself talk. So, but if he does decide to start the show, then maybe I'll come out and join him. So maybe that veil threat will be enough to keep him in the back and keep him shut up, so we can actually start the show with a match or two. So
yeah, you have actually a lot of great matches on the card. We got which later on the show I'll have another guy who will also be competing in actually a six-man tag that includes the Regal Twins, John Webb, and against the King Brothers. And I know it's not Sterling, because I think Sterling's doing something else. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it's Mike Seidel.
Yeah, Mike Seidel.
Sterling will be facing Jake Durden, which both those matches are going to be really good, really entertaining. I mean, like the whole card it's a good show. I mean, if you like wrestling,
the card's always stacked from top to bottom. Yeah. Every single show I've been
to. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, if you enjoy wrestling, it's one of those things. Come out and check it out, and chances are, you know, you'll want to come back and want to make a regular thing of it. You know, sorry, my niece is in the background yelling, but there's more to wrestling than just, you know, seeing WWE. You know, I mean, I love watching WWE. I'm a big fan of it, but you know, independent wrestling or, you know, smaller promotions, they're a good time. I mean, I'm a wrestling fan first and foremost, let alone, you know, the fact that I'm lucky enough to do it. But, you know, independent shows are a lot of fun to come out to. So you get more of a personalized experience. So, yeah, I mean, like, I think my match is going to be great with Rhino. I think Sterling and Durden's going to be great. That six-man is going to be a lot of fun. You know, and then there's guys like Ace Steel, who's awesome. And Red Wing and... I mean, there's people like the commission.
Commission versus
the thing.
Commission should be a good one.
Team Vintage. Team Vintage. Yeah.
I mean, there's something. And
Craig Kiesman. Yeah, and that'll be a fun match, too. I mean, that's the thing. Like, every match has the potential to be, like, a really fun, entertaining match. And, every match is probably going to be a little bit different than each one, so there's a little variety. So it's not like, you know... I mean, not that I would complain, but you're not going to see nine matches of, you know, exactly the same as Jeremy Wyatt versus Rhino. You know, you're going to get a little bit of variety, a little bit of comedy, a little bit of high flying. I mean, it's a good time. There's something for everyone. Metro Pro is like a really, really, really solid promotion. I think it's one of the better independent promotions in the country. And, you know, the fact that they pack it out with, you know, 450, 500 people every show kind of, you know, that holds some weight.
Yep. Like Saturday, I just came from a Dynamo Brothers last Saturday and went and saw one of their shows this last weekend during WrestleMania weekend. Dirty was on the card. They had Webb on the card. Who are both being active this Saturday about Metro Pro, which I've seen Dirty for... since he was at WLW way back in when. But definitely, yeah, there's a lot of great promotions, especially in the Midwest. Metro Pro's up there, the XW's up there, the Ring of Honor, will be coming up. We got Better Be coming up here shortly. We got NXT coming here shortly. There's a lot of good stuff going on, especially around here in the Kansas City area. And also baseball season starting, it's going to get a lot more fun. But also on that note, we have it should be an all-around night of action, top to bottom, probably one of the best shows of the year. It's also coming right off of WrestleMania weekend, which especially all of us wrestling fans who are all dialed into everything, not just indie. Personally, I'm more of an indie guy more than a big product guy, because the indies actually put on a lot better matches than I've seen on WWE recently. Besides the women's title match last night. That's a different story for actually another day. But it should still be a stat card for the evening. Just hopefully I get to see Shari get punched in the face, but that's just me.
Well, if I have any say so, he will get punched in the face. So maybe dropped on his head. So I will do what I can to make that happen for you and everyone else, and mostly for myself. So
yeah. We're gonna actually wrap this up, because I have we actually have so much more to get to. But thank you, Jeremy, for coming on. We're coming on the show.
No problem, man. Hope you enjoy the show this Saturday.
Will do. And yeah, we'll see you this Saturday night at Metro Pro Wrestling with when he goes one on one with the War Machine Rhino this Saturday night. Thank you, sir, for coming on the show. I will be having you on again here very, very soon.
All right. Take care, man. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jeremy Wyatt, the Metro Pro Heavyweight Champion. Again, this is Jake Ryan for Over the Top Radio. We still have another hour and 7 minutes to go here on the show. Later on in this broadcast, we will have John Webb, one half of High Level Enterprise, who will be also in action this Saturday night, when he teams with the Regal Twins, who are a new up-and-coming tag team here in the Midwest. We'll be in a six-man tag against the King Brothers, Jake and Ryan King, and Mike Seidel, the brother Matt. But we have so much more to get to. We got WrestleMania talk. We got NXT TakeOver. Got so much more to talk about here on the show. If you guys want to call in, it'll be 213-943-3422 if you want to get your thoughts on it on the show. It'll be awesome to have you guys on this week. Well, right now we're going to get right into NXT TakeOver. Hands down, probably one of the best shows, at least I've watched, for NXT to be put on. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn, for me, stole the show every single time they've done. Which for those of you who are not at Shinsuke Nakamura, as a former New Japan Intercontinental, probably the longest reigning actually Intercontinental champions in New Japan. But there's also, he's done so much, and he is the King of Strong Style. That and so much more. And then you had Balor and Joe, which Balor with the Texas Chainsaw look did really, really good, put stuff over. It was hands down probably one of the best shows I've watched all the time. We got a new tag team champions and American Alpha, with American Alpha beating the Revival to win the NXT tag titles. We have a new NXT Women's Champion and have to get in with Asuka going on with Bayley, which I couldn't call that match down the middle. I'm a huge Bayley fan. I'm also a huge Asuka fan, so I couldn't really choose a winner. But I tried to call my best, and personally, I like both, and it was still a great match. The finish was still really good. And then we head to also we had Baron Corbin, who had a really good weekend when Baron Corbin went on with Austin Aries, which Austin Aries did a phenomenal job in his NXT debut. That's so much more. And we also had Finn Balor going one-on-one with Samoa Joe, which was a good match, but the finish was a little wonky with Kokita Clutch, but still was that match was a little wonky. That's there on its own deal. But keep in mind, here in the second hour of Over the Top Radio, we will have one half of High Level Enterprise, John Webb, who's now one half of the former Dynamo Pro World Tag Team Champions after coming up short against professionals this last Saturday night. But now we're going to get into some WrestleMania talk. WrestleMania was last night. Was probably not the best Mania that I've watched. Not the best show I've watched, but it was still a great, great wrestling event. Solely because of the fact that we had Shane and Undertaker and Hell in a Cell. You had the triple threat for the WWE Women's Championship, which, me being a fan of the Divas Division, it's just made things so much more interesting this last weekend. You had Charlotte, you had Sasha Banks, and you had Becky Lynch. All three incredible divas. Incredible divas in action. Also on top of that, we had so much stuff to get to. We had the ladder match, which Zack Ryder became victorious after winning that ladder match, which for me, he was very unexpected. He unexpectedly won the championship in a great, my pick was for Zayn to win the championship, but still, to take anything away from everybody, but Zack Ryder is your new Intercontinental Champion. We had the Andre Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which, speaking of which, a Kansas City native from where I'm from, Baron Corbin not only had a great match at TakeOver, he did win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. He's now the third man to win the prestigious Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal Trophy. The first two were Cesaro and The Big Show. This time now, it is Baron Corbin. For me, he's a Kansas City native, so he is one of my... Me being a Kansas City guy, I'm always a fan of the Missouri wrestlers, like Matt Sydal and Randy Orton and all those guys. But as it goes on, as things happen and as things continue, we had Shane McMahon take on The Undertaker, and probably one of the most insane matches of the whole night. You had Shane McMahon in his second ever Hell in a Cell match, but you had The Undertaker, who's been in almost all of them. The Undertaker, for as aged as he is, he has done a phenomenal job of literally being literally, you are sitting there at the edge of your seat watching the show, and you are literally doing everything you can to literally, like, The Undertaker, for as old he is, and for his, those two men went to 30 minutes. 30 minutes on that card. And those two men went to absolute war. Is it one of the best Hell in a Cell matches I've seen? No. But it was still a pretty damn good for what it was. But we, that and so much more going on, work so hard for getting this. Then we had the World Heavyweight Championship match. Roman Reigns, one-on-one, with Roman Reigns going with Triple H. These two men, no love lost, no hate for one another. But both men were trying their damnedest to try and get this match and get this match going. And both men worked so hard to get this match done. And both men, I'm not kidding you, both men did a phenomenal job that night. But Stephanie took a mean, and I mean a mean spear from Roman Reigns, which I can't tell you how crazy and insane that was for me, being a fan of that, like being a total fan of that. But it's just up and down, left, right, side to side. It was just a straight up card. And then also, The Rock returned. And I was convinced that he wasn't going to wrestle. That's been noted for like the last 2 weeks. He was not even going to wrestle. And he did. He wrestled at WrestleMania. Was it a long match? No, it was 6 seconds. Defeated Eric Rowan for 6 seconds. Then we also had the return of John Cena last night, which that dude is a complete freak. I'm not going to lie to you. He came back after 3 months, after having a torn rotator cuff. And he's back in 3 months. Then that, so much more. I mean, watching the show is just. Then we also had the League of Nations against the New Day, in which we had the New Day fall victim to the League of Nations, and the League of Nations literally barked up the wrong tree by saying there's no 3-man team ever in the WWE that can even remotely go up to the League of Nations. But Shawn Michaels, yeah, I'm not lying to you. Shawn Michaels, Mick Foley, and last name I can believe, the Texas Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin, they all, three legends of the business of the Attitude Era, all came back and did a hell of a job in doing the show. I mean, Stone Cold's always said he's had an itchy trigger finger. It's just been straight up crazy, insane, the whole nine yards. But we all try. Then, and also, We'd like to hear your thoughts. Just call it 213-943-3422. Like to get your words and your guys' thoughts on WrestleMania. And then we got stuff from Monday Night Raw tonight still to come on the show. Should be a very, very, very good deal here. I mean, WrestleMania was by far. It was a great card from top to bottom, but it was not my favorite WrestleMania, but probably the match of the show that stole the whole show was the Triple Threat women's match for the championship. We're trying to get all the stuff in Almania. There's so much more to get to. A lot of stuff going on. We got Metro Pro this Saturday. Early on the show, we had Jeremy Wyatt on early on the show. But we tried. But speaking of which, we also had Dynamo Pro this last weekend with a lot of stuff happening. We had the Metro Pro, not the Metro Pro, but the Dynamo Pro Championship between Ricky Cruz and Dirty Jake. Those two men went to an upscale war had an upscale war this last week with the match ending in a disqualification. So we're trying to really get like the just in to do it, the just dibs, but it's just and then it was we had that match go. We had the tag titles online, the Pyro and Project versus the Professionals. Which HL, which John Webb should be on here in the next 10 minutes or so, next 10, 15 minutes or so. And we're going to have a lot of things happening when it comes to, we're talking about him about Dynamo Pro, and then we're also going to have him, we're also going to talk about Metro Pro this Saturday night at Metro Pro, as he teams with the Regal Twins. Then we had the Dynamo Pro D1 Championship with Outkast taking on Outkast to take on KLD, which was a strong back and forth contest. It was a very, very good show, top to bottom. And heck, there's even a hole in the wall now at the Stratford Bar and Grill. So that, so much more. We're going to get to a lot of other stuff coming on. If you want to get your thoughts in, it'll be get your thoughts on everything that's happened in the world of professional wrestling, that includes your NXT TakeOver Dallas, WrestleMania last night. We have Monday Night Raw starting at the top of the hour, and it should be a heck of a show tonight. I mean, it's a brand new season for the WWE. You have, there's like last year we saw call-ups last year of guys coming up. We had Paige coming up. We had Neville coming up last year. We had so many people, so much people coming up. We had Sasha Banks coming up. We had Charlotte, Becky, all three of them come up. But yeah, we would love for you his guys' thoughts. What happens tonight for Monday Night Raw, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, from the American Airlines Arena in Dallas, Texas. That, so much more. If you still want to get your thoughts in on the show, call us 213-943-3422. We'd like your thoughts. I mean, phone lines are open. We're ready to rock and roll whenever you guys are. But there's so much wrestling to get to. We got Metro Pro Saturday. We had a great time. Down in St. Louis, but it was the blast. Then up here in Kansas City, we have WWE coming to town May 2nd. We'll be in St. Louis for Monday Night Raw. May 3rd, we'll be SmackDown here in Kansas City. And May 7th, we'll be NXT in Salina, Kansas. Should be a pretty expecting show. I wouldn't mind, which I know I'm going to SmackDown. I'm possibly going to make my own to Raw. I'm also going to probably go to NXT, which this will be my second NXT show. There's so much stuff to go on with Baron Corbin getting the victory last night. But the question is tonight, what happens tonight? Because now you have Roman Reigns as your new WWE World Champion. You have the WWE Women's Championship. Does Sasha get a rematch? What happens to Shane? There's a lot of questions leading up to this. We have so much more to get to. We got the tag straps. which the League Nations did beat the Tag Team Champions last night at WrestleMania, which got the League Nations. So does that mean the League Nations get the next title shot? Never know. Now is KO getting a shot at the Intercontinental title? The question is, who from NXT will get called up? Will it be Baron Corbin, which he did win on the Giant Memorial Battle Royal last night? We had so much stuff going on, and we have a caller on the line.
Jake, what's up, brother?
Not a whole lot, man. I was sitting here enjoying the show. We're getting ready to have John Webb on here in about 5 minutes.
Awesome.
We have John Webb in about 5 minutes. WrestleMania weekend. Did you get the chance to watch Mania?
Well, first off, if those of you don't know who I am, I'm Thomas from the Pro Wrestling Appreciation Society. Jake and I did a couple little podcasts, and so I wanted to come on and just say hello to your listeners. But I didn't get to watch all of WrestleMania, and those of you who know me know I'm a huge Royals fan, so I was kind of flipping back and forth. But I did catch NXT. I did catch the Hall of Fame induction. And then I caught about the first 2 hours of Mania late last night.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about NXT then. I sent you.
That was an awesome card. And, you know, I want to congratulate Baron Corbin, of course, for winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. That guy, he's going to go far in the WWE. But, yeah, I think NXT was a very good show, as always. You know, all the young talent out there always puts forth their best effort and puts on, you know, one hell of a show. And I don't know if you mentioned this already, but they are coming to the area, to Salina, Kansas, on Cinco de Mayo. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Finally, an opportunity to, you know, see the young stars from NXT, you know, live and in person.
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, I said the match on the card for me, like the best match on the card from my standpoint was Zayn and Nakamura.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely. They tore it up.
For that film on the show. But
yes,
there was actually a lot of time on that card. You had American Alpha win the tag titles from the Revival in a back and forth contest. You had Asuka and Bayley, which I couldn't call a winner.
Yeah.
Even if my life depended on it. Because the fact is that I have a Bayley t-shirt in my closet. I have an Asuka shirt in my closet. I couldn't choose a winner because I'm a fan of both. And
yeah,
but
I
didn't
too.
Care.
I had to
for
lean
me,
toward
I didn't care
Bayley,
who, but for me, I didn't care who won. I'm still going to support whoever's champion and whoever's not.
Exactly. Exactly. And now that you mention I was pleasantly surprised and very happy to find out that they brought back, at least in the main card, they brought back the women's title as opposed to the Divas title. I think there's a lot of lineage in that title, and I think it says a whole lot about the women wrestlers that they have right now. You know, they're not Divas. They're not just eye candy. You know, they've got some really good people on the card that can actually wrestle, and I got to applaud them for bringing that back.
Have you seen the new title yet?
Yes, I did. I saw it during the pre-show when Lita came out.
Okay, so this is considered a good chance to see it. But still, though, but NXT actually had a top to bottom card, and we had Balor and Joe, which I'm a Balor fan. I'm also a Joe fan, but I really wanted Joe to win so Balor can make a good in the match. But it happened. But I called the Balor match the finish actually a crapshoot because I didn't like the finish of that match, but it was still a great match all the way through.
Right. Yeah, I think Balor and Samoa Joe, you know, worked very well together, and I like both wrestlers' style and everything. So, yeah, I was really looking forward to that match, and yeah, I didn't like the ending as much either, but still, you know, overall, I think it was a great card, and you know, I have no complaints.
Yeah, and then we had the. Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame Saturday night, which I did get a chance to watch it. I watched it like late last night, or whenever I got home from watching WrestleMania. Probably the best week of the whole night was hands down. I like Sting, but the Fabulous Freebirds is probably my favorite.
Yes.
Because of all the stories that, I mean, I wasn't born in the 80s. I was born in the 90s, but I still know my wrestling, and I did go back and watch the Freebirds and the Von Erichs. The Freebirds and the Horsemen. It was hands down probably one of their best. I mean, it was like one of the things in the night. We had Snoop Dogg, we had so many great guys going, but Sting sadly announced his retirement Saturday night. For those of you who don't know yet, they announced his retirement this last Saturday night. But he sort of did leave a cliffhanger. He said it's not goodbye. It's just a see you later.
Yeah, I mean, look at a guy like Ric Flair and how many times he's retired, but he's still on TV every week. So hopefully there's, you know, something coming down the line, maybe a general manager role or something. I think that would be a good fit, you know, for him.
Yeah. And then, but now with all this being done, now we look to Monday Night Raw tonight, which we always know that the first Raw after WrestleMania is always a jam-packed show.
Right.
It's who's going to get called up next, who's going to be the big deal. But before I get to Monday Night Raw last night, not last night, but tonight, Jericho and Styles. That match was actually a really good one as well, solely because of the fact that I'm a fan of Styles and I'm somewhat of a fan of Jericho, and those two men took the house down. But
yes,
but still, the best match on the WrestleMania card for me was actually the Triple Threat women's title match, which I don't know if you watched yet or not.
I haven't had a chance to watch that yet.
So I'm not going to spoil the ending for you.
Oh no, it's fine. I've read the results, so yeah, it's cool. I had friends texting me while I was watching the Royals, and they were giving me, you know, results and everything. I don't mind spoilers. You know,
So Charlotte is the new champion at the moment. But the questions are raised now. What's next for Roman? What's next for Styles? What's next for Charlotte? What's going to be the next week's going to be the championship? And then what's next also for the tag title?
Yes, definitely.
So many questions. But we also have Metro Pro this Saturday night.
Yes, I'm looking so forward to that. I'm going to be there late, but I guess better late than never. But yeah, that's going to be a hell of a show. Yeah.
Which we actually had Wyatt in the first hour of of the show, and it was actually, and I actually had a great sit down for a little bit and talked. I talked a little bit about MetroPro and the stuff they did with Daniel, stuff he did with other people. But it was, but I expected pretty good shit for Wyatt and Rhino this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking so forward to that match. Of course, there's always that stipulation per Commissioner Strider that, you know, if Wyatt loses, he must automatically retire. So I'm going to be pulling for Wyatt as much as I love Rhino as well. I'm hoping for a Wyatt victory this Saturday night.
Yep. But we'll see how that plays out. We got, hey, John Webb, we're coming on here anytime. We should be getting him on here shortly. But yeah, there's a lot of really great stuff to get to. I mean, the six-man tag coming up with John Webb, the Regal Twins, the King Bows, and Mike Seidel, which
yes,
also this weekend I'll
get
more. Yeah. And then we got Dirty Jake Durden versus Mark Sterling, which I just saw Jake Durden in St. Louis this last Saturday. That's so much more, so much stuff going on because I thought I went to a Dynamo Pro down in St. Louis. But so it was a very, very good weekend of professional wrestling all the way around. But I mean, I said the Intercontinental title ladder match, which was probably one of the best matches on the card. But the thing is, I'm expecting the feud between Zayn and Owen to still go after tonight. But we'll see how
right.
that plays.
Yeah, and congratulations, of course, to Zack Ryder. I think that guy's been waiting for his push for quite a long time. And I just watching that and hearing the crowd pop when he won the title, that was actually pretty amazing, you know, from a fan watching that. That was a pretty exciting moment and truly heartfelt. You know, he had his dad and everything in the ring with him. And, yeah, that was pretty touching.
Yeah. And then also, we also had the return of Shawn Michaels, who was actually in gear. We had Mick Foley, who was actually in gear.
Right.
But then we had Stone Cold Steve Austin, who was not in gear, but he still came out and kicked ass anyway.
Yeah, good old Stone Cold. You gotta love the guy.
Like, he didn't come out in the black trunks I was hoping he would have. But you know what? He still came out and still hit a couple stunners.
Yeah, and I'm still looking for his beer here in Kansas or Missouri. I haven't been able to find it yet. Maybe on a future show.
It's not even available. All right. It's not available here yet.
Oh, darn.
Maybe
we need to pull some strings and do a tasting on air or something.
Yeah. And then we also had The Rock return last night, which has been debating, was he going to wrestle? Was he just going to be a stand-in? Which AT&T Stadium did break the all-time WrestleMania record with 101,000 people.
Yeah, WrestleMania 3, I think, was the previous. Previous.
Who would have thunk it? 30 years later, they break that streak.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I remember watching WrestleMania 3 and just you know, seeing it on. I don't remember. It may have been closed circuit. I think it was pre-pay-per-view times. But, yeah, I remember just being in awe of all these people in the Pontiac Silverdome there to watch, you know, Andre the Giant against Hulk Hogan. And to think that that would ever be topped, you know, 100,000. Wow. You know, that's amazing.
Yeah. But then also, The Rock returned, and he came dressed – came just to compete. He came in and started with the Wyatt and Eric Rowan was the one that fell victim, which no longer now Daniel Bryan no longer holds the fastest. Well, Sheamus and Daniel Bryan no longer hold the shortest actually, a WrestleMania match anymore. Now it's The Rock who now with The Rock defeating Rowan in 6 seconds. So,
oh wow! Yeah, see, I hadn't watched that part yet, but I didn't realize who had the because I remember WrestleMania 1 and SD Jones was beat by King Kong Bundy in what like 9 seconds or something like that. I think that set the record back then.
The previous record was Sheamus and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 28, and it was 8 seconds.
Okay, so they beat Bundy even back then. Okay.
Yeah, it was WrestleMania. It was 25, which was Mysterio, JBL with the shortest title match, and then it was Daniel Bryan and Sheamus. They beat that record and Bundy's record, and then. And now The Rock demolished all those records.
Wow.
So
yeah, I'm not that far yet, but I'm looking forward to that. I heard rumors of The Rock, you know, showing up, but I had no idea.
He was actually advertised to show up on the show.
Okay.
You just didn't know when, but now what happens tonight on Raw? What's coming next? I mean, it is a brand new season for the WWE.
Right.
like WrestleMania is the Super Bowl, and tonight is opening day.
Yeah, that's the way to look at it.
Or the Super Bowl, and this is now opening day for like a baseball reference. But yeah. Yes, I'm also a diehard Royals fan too. That's the reason how I do the baseball reference.
Yeah, you know, it was so hard having the Royals home opener and WrestleMania on the same day. I was like, I thought about setting up dual TVs, and my wife wouldn't let me. So.
That's what I did. Yeah, Royals on one, and we had WrestleMania going on the other one. But there's so much stuff to get to. I mean, it was actually a standout night at WrestleMania. Reigns is now the new world champion. Now
I kind of saw that coming, but yeah,
a lot of people did. But the way it happened was actually really good. Which, since you have not watched the main event yet, I'm not gonna spoil the main event for you. Because I watched it and it was pretty good. We still have about 30 minutes left in the show. Still waiting on John Webb to get in. That is if he even is.
I'll hang on until he calls in, and I'm unfortunately going to have to run because I've got a couple other things to do. But I'll stick with you until that happens, man.
Well, I guess what? You'll be sort of actually a co-host until the end of the show, maybe. We'll see. well, surprise co-host of the night. Guest co-host of the night. since it's my normal.
Well, you know what? Go ahead, man.
Since my normal... dude is out right now because he's a little bit under the weather. He just had a football game this last Saturday down in Arkansas. So I heard he won. So
yeah, congrats, James.
James, if you're listening, you better be on next week. Or by gosh, I'm gonna come find you.
Oh.
But
we'll send Medea out after him.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a shoot. But go ahead and tell what you were going to say, Jake.
I was just we had started talking about the Hall of Fame. I wanted to talk to that, get my reactions on that a little bit. You had mentioned the Freebirds, and I think that was one of the, my favorite moments of the night. But I live for the Hall of Fame induction just because I love the nostalgia. I love seeing, you know, the stars of, you know, yesterday, you know, being up there and being honored. And so, yeah, I was really excited about the Freebirds because they were always one of my favorites. I liked that they brought out Bam Bam and Buddy's kids and let them speak a little bit. But man, I'm like Jimmy Garvin. I would have never recognized him without the long curly hair and the beard when he came out on stage. I was like, "Who is this dude?" I'm like, "He's still doing the Jimmy Garvin moves," but I honestly thought it was Ralphus from WCW back in the day.
I was really interested about that though. One of the Michael Hayden's stories, which about like there's a shooting going on. Like there's shooting going on, and I guess Joe Gordon started laughing. Michael Hayes goes, "What the hell are you laughing about?" Joe Gordon says, "He goes, actually, he missed." I was like, man, but it's not just that. But the New Day inducted. The Freebirds in the Hall of Fame, which I thought was weird, but okay. We also had the return of Kerry Von Erich on that one. We actually had Von Erich. We had Jacqueline go in, who was being inducted by the Dudley Boys. We had the Godfather being inducted in by the APA. Sting was inducted by Flair, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And then we had Snoop Dogg inducted by John Cena. It was an overall great show. But still,
I was pretty happy to see Snoop in there. You know, to me, I'm not a big fan of the celebrity wing, to be totally honest, but. You know, Snoop had been involved with WWE, you know, off and on throughout the years. He's been a big fan. And so I think he was a good choice. But, you know, who I would really love to see in there, though, is Cyndi Lauper. I've been saying that year after year. She started the Rock and Wrestling Connection. And I don't know if maybe she just doesn't want to do it anymore or what the situation is, but I would love for them to induct her.
Well, the thing is, the one person that should not have gone in for me was actually the Godfather. So that's just me, because I don't think he's crazy yet. But little did I know this, is that Meghan Trainor's dad was the Big Boss Man. I did not know that. Meghan Trainor.
No, really? I didn't realize that.
Her dad, yeah. She actually was she's at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Inducting your dad, except on behalf of her dad.
I didn't realize that was her. You know, I hear her music on the radio, but you know, I don't really watch music videos or anything, so I really had no idea what she looked like. I didn't realize that was her. It didn't click till now.
Yes. Did I know who she is?
Wow.
But yeah, as we still sit here and we still wait on the arrival of John Webb, and actually right now I'm going through Facebook, and there's this Becky Lynch got some scars last night too.
Wow!
She got some stitches on her eyebrow last night, but she. So she did a very
That woman's title match was probably my favorite match on the whole card, which I don't know if you watched it yet, but when you get to it, it's going to be a good match, and you'll have to agree with me.
Yeah, but I've heard a lot of good things about that match, just reading people's posts on Facebook and whatnot. You know, it was like two of the things that I saw people posting about, of course, was Shane's leap off the Hell in a Cell and the women's title match. So,
which that leap off the Hell in a Cell was nuts.
It was. There's a video out there now. I shared it on the PWAS page. It was shot by the, what's the guy's name, Rob Feinstein, or how you pronounce it,
yeah.
The guy from RF Video, who was sitting at the in the front row there and shot a cell phone video of the leap from the top. And, I mean, it's just right there in your face. It's pretty amazing to see it from that angle. If you haven't seen it, listeners can hop over to the Pro Wrestling Appreciation Society page, and it should be the most recent post on there where I shared it. But it's pretty darn amazing.
Yeah, and then and also I'm looking through this stuff because I found a guy on like a memorabilia page. This dude selling Shane O'Mac $9 bills for $15 a pop.
Oh wow, those are the ones that were falling from the sky, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw on Facebook too. Our friend Rob Schomburger caught one and gave it to his wife, great WWE artist here from Kansas City.
Yeah, but still, it was still a great all around show. Yeah, but Shane McMahon gave himself a doozy, but now here we are. Here we are now that's nice. What happened to Shane? That's the question now.
Yeah, that's an interesting question too, because you know he's doing his own thing over in China, I believe. He's got a media company out there that he's actually the CEO of. So you know, when they brought him in, I was surprised to see him on WWE TV again. I didn't think that would ever happen, but I guess never say never is what they say. But I was curious if it was going to be a long-term type of deal or just for Mania, you know. So maybe tonight on Raw there'll be some answers as to his future, and you know what they decide to do with that. But I love Shane. He's a great guy. Personally, he did me a solid one day when I was trying to snoop around the back area of WWE at the Kemper Arena with my media pass from my radio station. I wasn't officially invited, but I just kind of wandered back there and got past some of the security, and I had my media credentials on, and finally one guy stopped me, and he was walking around with Shane, and so I was like, I introduced myself and showed him my pass and everything, and I'm like, I'm just kind of walking through, kind of seeing what's going on, so I can, you know, make a report, and then, you know, I'm like, I'm attending the show afterwards. And he was like, okay, you know, do what you need to do, and walked away, so he didn't get me on trespassing or anything. So, but it was kind of fun to see behind the scenes of I think it was a Monday Night Raw or something. It was in the 90s, and but it was a lot of fun, and he was really cool about it.
Yeah, which I've been backstage a couple times for the event because I'm friends with the referee from WWE, whose name is WWE referee John Tone.
Oh yeah, Kansas City. Guy.
Yeah, he's a guy from here in Kansas City, and he actually
It was right before the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. This last year, wait, no, like four, like 6 years ago, I got to actually walk out of the entrance way, and it was a pretty fun experience. Yeah, so I got to do that. I got to go meet Orton backstage. It was a pretty fun field experience. But yeah, I got 20 minutes left in the show. I've yet to see if John's coming on, which if he's not on tonight, we'll get him on next week when I get hopefully both guys on. But they have White on the first hour. I have John Webb on, which I've not seen or heard from yet, which John Webb still is a good friend of mine, but that's still on the deal, though. But Raw tonight, Monday Night Raw, hailing from Dallas, Texas, one night after WrestleMania. There's a lot of questions to be answered. What's next, Roman Reigns? Personally, I think it's going to be like Balor or something. It's going to be like somebody from NXT is going to be the guy that comes up next for Reigns. I don't know. We'll see. We have Payback. Wait, no, not Payback. But we have a pay-per-view May 1st. That'll be coming up next. And then we'll have another one, Extreme Rules. But I think if normally Extreme Rules comes up first, well, I don't know what the next pay-per-view is after that. But last I saw, it was supposed to be... So Payback's May 1st, Extreme Rules is May 22nd. So this year, Payback will go before Extreme Rules this year. So we'll see how that plays out. So we'll see how.
What about Bobby Roode's surprise appearance in NXT? What do you think the future is with him?
Yeah. Where's that lie? That was the whole reason why James Storm went back to TNA was because of Bobby Roode. Now since Bobby Roode's left, he showed up on WWE programming. Does this mean that Bobby Roode debuted in the WWE?
I certainly hope so. I would love to see both he and James Storm together, but I don't know if that's going to happen because apparently, I guess Storm never actually officially under like an NXT contract. It was kind of a one-up type of thing, and then he renewed with TNA. But now with Bobby Roode showing up, I'm curious, is he officially signed? Will he be appearing, on TV soon? And if so, will he be on NXT or main roster? Who is he going to feud with? There's a lot of potential there. I've also heard rumors of possibly Eric Young coming over to the WWE, which I really like the guy. I think he's a hilarious character and a great wrestler as well. So I'm just curious to see. I'm excited about all this new talent that they're bringing in. I'm excited about the tournament they've got coming up on NXT for the Cruiserweight guys. And
yeah, the Cruiserweight tournament coming up.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, with the Cruiserweight open sort of style tournament they're having coming up.
Yeah, and they're actually partnering with some indie promotions, I think, with Evolve and some of the other ones to actually do these matches. So that's going to be...
Speaking of which, Evolve actually had two shows over the weekend, which I was able to catch both of them. Which now,
I meant to watch those. I didn't get to watch them. I'm gonna have to see if I can find them somewhere.
Yeah, but I was able to watch both this weekend. Both shows were very phenomenal. If you really want to figure out, like most of these guys, I think I was reading on a website that they announced the first
8 participants in that tournament. They announced Tozawa, Zack Sabre Jr., and a few others, which I was able to watch. The most hard-hitting match I've watched was Zack Sabre Jr. versus Sammy Callahan, which those two men was a back-and-forth slugfest. And those two men, I was just flat-out nuts. I mean, it was a great home-down show. But
I also noticed.
But top to bottom, those shows were good. CZW ran a show. Ring of Honor ran a show. Actually, Ring of Honor ran two shows down there. And but all very good stuff. Very, very, very good
stuff.
Yeah,
and what I was getting ready to say was Metro Pro Wrestling released their latest episode on YouTube. And I noticed during Money Matt's match, what's his name? The announcer. It just slipped my mind. The 3X guy that's doing commentary for Metro Pro right now, Midnight Guthrie had mentioned during Money Matt's match, and you know I haven't heard anything official, but he did state that Money Matt is part of that NXT tournament as well. So apparently he's going to be competing in it, according to Metro Pro's latest episode.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I happened to catch that in the commentary. If you go back and watch that match, Midnight Guthrie does make a reference to it, and he was contacted by NXT to participate. I don't know with what promotion, if it's going to be actually down there in Orlando for those set of tapings or where exactly, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping to see, you know, some other local, you know, in the area people, either from Metro, 3X, Dynamo, World League. You know, I would love to see some of those guys in the tournament as well. There's some great, great talent, you know, in the cruiserweight division.
Yeah, but also, what I saw as well, I'll give in mind, last night was Brie Bella's last match in the WWE. She's officially retiring. So hopefully, she gets some recognition tonight. So we'll see how.
Yeah, I'm really going to hate to see the, you know, Brie Bella and quite possibly Nikki as well leave. I know Nikki's been out on injury, and if you read the dirt sheets online, which, you know, you take them with a grain of salt, but a lot of them are saying that she'll most likely never get cleared to return. So, you know.
News also announced for that for the Cruiserweight Series, Lince Dorado has announced. So Lince Dorado will also be joining that field of Cruiserweight. So that should be which I've seen. I've seen Lince Dorado in over in Jakarta. So I mean,
okay.
I expect nothing less. I'm hoping, but also, Kota Ibushi was actually at WWE. Was over actually at Takeover. You can see him on Chikara. So it was a very, 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 very interesting development. I mean, you had Kota, you had, it was a pretty good deal. I mean, who knows what's coming for NXT? So.
Yep. Yep, a lot of great talent coming through there, and hopefully, those guys will make it. Some of those guys will make it into the main card eventually, and become the future of the WWE. A lot of guys now are out on injury and whatnot, and so I think they need a lot of fresh talent. So I love what we're seeing in NXT. And so I'm really looking forward, to the future of professional wrestling, because there are tons of great guys and girls out there that are busting their behinds trying to make a name for themselves.
They also, Triple H also announced, Triple H has been announced as Rich Swann, Malcolm Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, also Zack Sabre Jr., Noam Dar, Ho-Ho Won, and Akira Tozawa. They also added Lince Dorado, and they've also had rumors that Kota Ibushi will also be part of that.
Oh, awesome.
Great series. So there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot coming out of right out of the cruiserweight deal. I mean, there's so much to get to. So I'm looking right now at the they're doing a 32-man tournament. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to when it starts airing on the network. I'm actually pretty excited about a lot of the stuff that's coming up. Mick Foley's new show. I'm kind of a sucker for that type of thing. I loved Legends House when that was on. And so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the animated series. I that looks extremely funny. And then, of course, season two of Swerved, which I just love that stuff. That stuff cracks me up. So
yeah.
I think that there's some pretty exciting stuff coming to the network. I'll admit I'm not a big fan of the Edge and Christian show. To me, I just don't find it funny, but yeah, it's my own personal taste, but there's still a lot of great stuff out there.
I'm not a fan of
the network.
There's a lot of NXT. I don't know if it's just tape shows that access. We also had WWE Camp, which is that new adult show to come out with on the network. The debut made first.
Yeah, and that's the one I was talking about.
We have Foley debuting in August, which I'm excited for because I'm kind of a fan of Mick Foley and of course her daughter,
daughter. Oh, she's hot.
So Thomas. but on that note, we have 6 minutes left in the show for this week. Right now we got Thomas from the PWAS show, and it's actually an honor to have you on our show, on the Over the Top show.
Hey, well, thanks, and I'm glad for the invite. I just happened to tune in, and I was like, well, maybe I should call in and say what's up to the Over the Top podcast and your listeners out there. So certainly thanks for keeping me on here as long as you have and just letting me ramble about the thing that I love the most, which is wrestling, of course. So it's certainly a pleasure.
5 minutes to go on the show. Yes, we have 5 minutes left to go on the show. Would like to help us, because that's a little bit so much left.
Yeah, feel free to call in, guys. Anybody out there, if you want to call in and just ramble like I did about anything wrestling related, feel free to pick up the phone and give us a call.
And then also tomorrow night, which I'm doing this with a friend of mine who also run a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. Head over to blogtalkradio.com/Renegade Radio Network tomorrow night at 7 to 9 p.m. It's called like a Rough Talk with Joe and Renee. Both very good friends of mine. You can go listen to our show tomorrow night. It's a pretty stacked show this week. On their show, and they're gonna be talking WrestleMania. They'll be talking Dynamo Pro. They'll be talking everything that happened on Raw tonight. We got 3.5 minutes till showtime on Raw for Raw to start, but Raw. This is a new season. It's opening day for WWE. It's pretty much the one Raw you're excited for every year after WrestleMania, because you never know what's going to come out of Raw.
Yes, it's certainly a don't miss situation here. Can't miss it.
Yeah. Can't miss it. Because this is usually the night where we get a lot of call-ups, and hopefully not. I'm expecting Finn Balor to finally come up, which we don't know if he's going to or not, but personally, I like to see the Balor Club debut. What's next for Styles? What's next for Roman Reigns? I mean, what's next for Reigns? Who's going to be the next number one contender? Does Owen get a match for his championship? Does Sasha get an actual one-on-one match with Charlotte? We'll find all that out tonight on Monday Night Raw. And which I know it starts in a couple minutes, but to let this all out, every Monday night we are here from 5 to 7 p.m. We do right in the Monday Night Raw. Hopefully we get James back next week, because he's a little bit under the weather right now. So Thomas, our special guest co-host this week. Which I kind of sprung on him in like the last minute. Sorry about that, but I did.
No, it's all good. You got me right at the right moment.
So James and I as a third host, if you wanted to. But yeah, it's how you, me, and James, all three, do this show together. So.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that on off air. Maybe every 2 weeks or something like that. Maybe I can hop in, but we can talk more about that off air.
So we can definitely do that, but definitely, nothing to say. Again, we want to thank you for jumping in tonight on the show, for giving some thoughts on Mania, for Takeover, and the Hall of Fame, getting into all the night. So, thank you for joining me tonight, Thomas. Thank you very much, bro.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Anytime.
All right, definitely. But for me, for this week, I apologize for being in roughly 30 minutes late because of technical difficulties. So thank you for listening this evening. Watch Monday Night Raw. That's going to happen in about 18 seconds. So we want to thank you guys for listening. We will see you here next week here on the Over the Top Radio podcast. I'm Jake Ryan. We'll see you next week. Have a good night, and it's opening day. Get it going.